الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أهلكنا ما حولكم من القرى وصرفنا الآيات لعلهم يرجعون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained somewhat in detail the condition of the people of Ad and Thamud, that when they did not believe in their Nabi, in fact they made a mockery and joke out of him and even out of the adab of Allah Ta'ala. Finally, when that adab descended upon them, then they were knocked for it, and they did not know what knocked them from what side. Allah's severe punishment came upon them. Similarly, other nations also which were around Makkah Sharif and the people of Makkah on their business journeys to the north and south used to pass by their ruins and their destruction. And it was common talk amongst the people that these were destroyed by Allah Ta'ala because they did not believe in Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, from all this, O people of Makkah, take a lesson and bring Iman. وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا مَا حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْقُرَىٰ اور ہم غارت کر چکے ہیں جتنی تمہارے آس پاس ہے بستیاں. And how many nations which were living around you, O people of Makkah, we had destroyed them. You see it with your eyes, you listen to it from historical facts also, and it has been brought to you by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as well. When all this is in front of your eyes, then bring iman. وَصَرَّفْنَا الْآيَاتِ اور طرح طرح سے پھیر کر سنائے ان کو باتیں. And we had brought our information to you and our signs to you in different ways. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ تاکہ وہ لوٹ آئے. So that they come away from all their disobedience and all their involvement in dunya and turn to Allah Ta'ala and turn to the Akhirat. فَلَوْلَا نَصَرَهُمُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ قُرْبَانًا آلِهَةً پھر کیوں نہ مدد پہنچی ان کو ان لوگوں کی طرف سے جن کو پکارا تھا اللہ سے ورے معبود برے درجے پانے کو. Then the idols that they were worshipping, how come that they did not come to their aid and help them? And they used to worship these idols that they get closeness to them. In other words, they worship the idols, that the idols will protect them, will do everything good. But when Allah's azab came and they see it with their own eyes, the ruins and the destruction with which lies around them, then can't you understand and realize these idols did not help you in any way whatsoever? بَلْ ظَلُّوا عَنْهُمْ کوئی نہیں گم ہوگے ان سے. What could they help them? There was no question of them helping them. They were not even in existence. They were not even anywhere found around that they are going to come and help them when Allah's azab came. وَذَلِكَ اِفْكُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ یہ جھوٹ تھا ان کا اور جو اپنے جی سے باندھتے تھے. All this is just lies from their own sides, and stories which they are making. In other words, when a person does not want to worship Allah, which basically one of the major causes is his nafs, he wants to satisfy his nafs and do everything according to his desires. His pride does not allow him. So these are the things that turn them away from Allah Ta'ala. And these things did not help them at all. In front, Allah gives another beautiful explanation why the people of Makkah and why mankind generally should have full iman on Allah Ta'ala. Allah explains the instance of where the jinnat, the jinn, are made of fire, and therefore by nature they are more rebellious, they are more disobedient, they have got a lot of pride in them. But even this jinn, when a group of them heard the Quran Sharif, they brought iman immediately. And not only did they bring iman, but they became da'is, and they went to the other jinnat and gave them da'wat of Islam as well. So Allah says, when the jinn could do this, then oh, you human being who are made of sand and water, you have got humility by nature in you, you have got submission by nature in you, you should be even more before the jinn to bring iman. When they brought iman, how come you not bringing iman? وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ اور جس وقت متوجہ کر دیا ہم نے تیرے طرف کتنے kitne log jino mein se. And remember that time when we turned so many people from amongst the jinnat towards you to listen to you. This was a place called Nakhla, which was from Makkah Sharif on the way to Ukaz. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing Fajr namaz, and this group of jinn generally used to go up to the heavens and listen to all the talks which take place there. The instructions Allah gives to the malaika, and they should listen from that and come and give some of their talks to fortune tellers. And therefore some talks of the fortune tellers used to come out to be right. But from the time when Allah was going to reveal the Quran Sharif, Allah closed all the doors of the jinnat. They couldn't go up anymore. So they also made a mashura and discussed amongst themselves, what has happened? Why suddenly this change? Now we cannot go up and listen to the talk. Something great must have happened. So they decided to send a group of theirs throughout the world and go and find out and see if any changes have taken place. When they listened to the Quran Sharif of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they immediately realized, yes, this is the cause. Because Allah has sent this Quran Sharif, and for the protection of the Quran Sharif, Allah forbade even the jinnat to go and listen to what revelation Allah Ta'ala is sending from Allah to Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. So when they came and they listened to Quran Sharif, they were totally amazed and taken aback with the beautiful Quran Sharif and the subject matter of the Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَيْصَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفْرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. اور جس وقت متوجہ کر دیا ہم نے تیرے طرف کتنے لوگ جنوں میں سے سننے لگے قرآن. And remember that time when we had turned so many of these jinnat towards you, and they listened to your recitation of Quran Sharif. فَلَمَّا حَذَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنصِتُوا. پھر جب وہاں پہنچ گئے بولے چھپ رہو. When they went there and they heard Quran, they told one another, keep quiet. And this is one great respect of the Quran, that when it is recited, a person should keep quiet. And from here that they got hidayat is a sign. When a person fulfills the adab and respects of the Quran Sharif, then he benefits from the Quran Sharif. Today, listening to the Quran on the phone, on the radio, and carrying on with all our other work, a person does not benefit. In fact, it harms him. This disrespect of the Quran will cause great harm to a person. We got Quran Sharif on in our cars while we are traveling, and we carrying on talking, chatting, and more louder than that Quran carrying on also. No regard, no respect for that Quran. A person gets deprived of hidayat and tawfiq of doing good when he shows disrespect to Quran. Even the jinnat understood, and they told one another, ansitu, keep quiet, Quran is being recited. And they listened to it with the respects of the Quran Sharif. فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ وَلَّوْا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مُنذِرِينَ. پھر جب ختم ہوا الٹے پھیرے اپنے قوم کو در سنانے سناتے ہوئے. When the Quran Sharif was completed, Fajr namaz was completed, they went away and to all the other jinnat, and to give them the message also, and to invite them towards Islam and warn them against the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. The da'wah they gave, they said, قَالُوا يَا قَوْمَنَا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا كِتَابًا أُنزِلَ مِن بَعْدِ مُوسَى. وہ بولے اے قوم ہمارے, ہم نے سنی ایک کتاب جو اتری ہے موسیٰ کے بعد. They said, Oh our nation, the other jinnat, we have listened to a kitab that has come after the kitab of Musa alayhi salam. As we know, the kitab of Musa, the Torah, was a true kitab. There is also a true kitab which has come, and the subject matter confirms to that which was in the Torah. مصدقا لما بين يديه, سچ کرنے والی سب اگلی کتابوں کو. It testifies to the truth of all the previous kitabs as well. يهدي إلى الحق, سچا دین کی طرف سجاتی ہے. And it guides towards the true way of life and the true path that leads towards Allah Ta'ala. إلى طريق مستقيم, ایک راہ سیدھی. It guides towards a straight path, the path that goes directly towards Allah Ta'ala. يا قومنا أجيبوا داعي الله, یہ قوم ہماری مانو اللہ کی بلانے والوں کو. او اور پیپل او آل جنات لسن ٹو دا کالر ہو از کالنگ ٹوارڈز اللہ دیٹ از ٹو لسن ٹو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وآمنوا به اور اس پر یقین کرو اینڈ بلیو آن نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یغفر لکم من ذنوبکم کہ بخشے تم کو کچھ تمہارے گناہ دیٹ سم آف یور گناہز ول بی فور گیون ویجیرکم من عذاب علیم اور بچا دے تم کو ایک عذاب دردناک سے اینڈ اٹ ول سیو یو فرام اے ویری سیویئر اینڈ ٹیربل پنشمنٹ اے پنشمنٹ ان دا آخرت اینڈ پنشمنٹ آف دس دنیا یو ول بی سیوڈ ان دس وے دے گیو دعوت ٹو دیئر پیپل اینڈ انوائٹڈ دیم ٹو ورڈز دین اینڈ فردر دے گیو وارننگز دیٹ اف یو ڈو ناٹ ایکسپٹ دس دعوت واٹ ول ہیپن ٹو یو سو ان دیس آیات اللہ تعالی ہیز میڈ اٹ کلیئر فار دا پیپل آف مکہ فار آل مین کائنڈ دیٹ سی اللہ's قدرت ہاؤ اللہ's عذاب کمز believe in Allah, respond to His call, become obedient to Him. And also see that even a very disobedient people like Jinnat, they also bring Iman. So why don't you bring Iman and why don't you submit to Allah Ta'ala? Wa akhiru da'wana.